We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 26th of March, 2011. And we're visiting today with Vernon Wagner. He is a rancher in Colorado, and we were talking about his story. He had his cattle, part of his cattle anyway, seized last year. And this is an ongoing battle that has been happening for a long time. Vernon, exactly how many cattle are you left with now?
Well, I'm left with 400 head out of 12. However, I sold some of them just to kind of lessen the harassment that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But very importantly, I would like to say congratulations to you for producing this kind of program. We need this help. You know, it's us against the government,
yeah,
to a certain extent. Also want to congratulate Wes McKinley. We thank a lot of him in the state of Colorado here. He's working hard to do something about this problem under some severe opponents in some cases. So with that said, to finish up my story, I told you about the 462 head of cattle that had been seized,
mm-hmm,
and taken to Salida to a sale yard under very unfavorable conditions. These cattle were sold for $241,000. They took out $36,000. They actually intended to hold the whole check. With the work of Representative McKinley, my two veterinarians, and some other support, they went to the governor's office and got that money turned over to the court. They had not made any move after a lengthy time to turn that money over. Well, to finish the story, those cattle, by the last of the year of 2010, I figured it up on an honest estimate of what those cattle would have brought, actual figures that they would have brought. They actually sold for $391,000 less than they would have brought had they been left on the good range they was running and properly taken care of and sold, which would have happened at no expense to me because the feed was already there. It's paid for, it's mine, and that's how much they sacrificed by them taking the cattle. Plus the fact there's now $508,000 in court, and I have never had one dime of that. I don't see it in the future to get one dime of that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
All right. Hold it right there.
Sure.
Maintain your thoughts. Keep your thoughts in place. We got one more break, longer segment ahead in the next segment. And we have a few phone calls, too. Callers, wait on the line. We'll get to you. And, folks, we have a couple open lines as well. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All the wisdom of a newborn child, but by the time we take our first step, we've already begun to forget what the heart knows, the heart sees. We're just as much the forest as we are the trees. Every little seed trying to find where the light comes. A mystery in a world of hurt, you make me feel so good.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we're visiting with Vernon Wagner. He's a rancher. He's been under persecution there in the state of Colorado with his ranch there. They came out. They found some dead cattle on his property. They seized a large number of his cattle and sold them. Basically, he was denied due justice under the law, ladies and gentlemen. He was denied his constitutional rights, his property. And what is this all about? It's about control. It's about elimination, really, in my thinking, of private property rights. We'll get their opinion on that. Also visiting us with us is Representative Wes McKinley there in Colorado as well. And your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. We have a few callers on the line. Just hang with us. We'll get to you as quickly as possible. Please be patient with us. But Vernon, you were talking before the break, and I wanted to give you a chance to finish what you were saying there. I don't know if you remember. Are you there?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud
okay.
and clear.
Yes. I just mentioned that the cattle that were seized sold for $391,000 less than they would have brought in the fall had they been left right where they were, and I had all the feed in the world to take care of them. It was already paid for. Wouldn't have cost me virtually nothing to go on ahead and produce them to that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so the money, there's $508,000 in court. I have not had the privilege of having a use of a dime of that. It's still there. There's a proposed hearing, 5-day hearing by the government, by the Agricultural Committee, through these animal control people. And it's supposed to come up on the 5th of December. And they still have in mind to seize the rest of my cattle on the best basis of what the few head looked like on the 7th day of April.
So and you've got to get by till December with basically no income. I mean, you've got your cattle there to sell, I suppose. But you're just kind of squeaking by in the meantime, right?
Well, at a very, very hard, it's been a very great burden. Been a great burden. I have not had a dime of the money that's been from the cattle that's been seized. They don't intend to give it. Their idea of winning by attrition or starve me to death. They don't even want me to have money enough to hire an attorney and defend myself if they can help it. They also are under court order to take the best of care of the cattle, and we have. We did. We proved that by topping the market at La Hunta here last fall on our calves that sold. Of all the cattle that showed up there, our cattle topped the market price-wise. They weighed good, and the steer calves averaged $616 a head. We have high-quality cattle, always have. I have that reputation. I've done this for over 50 years, off the market on selling my cattle wherever I went. I'm also in the horse business, and I've had the sale that was voted the top sale of the nation on quarter horses, and we have had national champions in that category, and we take pride in the livestock we keep. However, this is our only income.
Yeah.
We spent our Social Security, robbed by permission my grandkids' college fund to get by, and we're just raking and scraping. We went out and contracted building fence and made some money to keep above board because we couldn't get any of our money out of the sale to these cattle.
Hmm.
And I'm 78 years old. My wife is slightly older than me, and we're under a lot of pressure at this age. We're getting help from the family. We're a three-generation family that live on the ranch. I have a son and daughter-in-law and 5 grandkids, 3 grandsons and 2 granddaughters, all on the ranch and interested in preserving the ranch and the ranch life. On the 5th of December, they're going to have this 5-day trial at government expense against me, and they hope to keep me broke to where I can't. Right at this minute, I don't even have an attorney.
Wow.
And they hope to keep me that way. Anyway, and on a civil case, right now they're saying it's civil. Of course, they want to convict me of being a criminal of some kind. I've actually, this related to this, and I'll condition what I'm going to say before. I served in the Korean War. Didn't want to go, but I served honorably and discharged with a superior rating. I've never seen a day of jail in my life until they put me in jail in 2009 without a hearing and without a reason. It was simply to convert me to their way of thinking, and people wanted my property, no doubt about it. So I appealed that. Court of Appeals came back that they had violated my constitutional rights 10 times. So I won that case against them. What can I do about it? They're saying that you can't sue the government, you can't sue the judge, and that they was just acting under a court order of the judge. And so whether I'll ever get a dime out of that or not is very questionable.
Yeah.
Now, if they're the full intent, and they don't make any bones about this, full intent is to put me out of business very unjustly, and with the two veterinarians that looked at these cattle testifying emphatically that the cattle should never have been seized. I was targeted. It's been a very biased prosecution. They have discriminated against me because they were people in this country this same year at the same time that lost more cattle percentage-wise by four than I did. They were never touched. And the end goal is that they want to put me out of business. What
yeah.
would this do to them?
Yeah, they've come out and said that.
Oh, absolutely. That's their goal. They say they want to put me out of business. They want to say that I can never run an animal in Park County. Well, what does that do to 130,000 acres of ground? It makes it available.
There you go.
And that's
there you go.
That's where they're going. And
so once again, we come back to the issue of private property rights. And folks, I just want to point this out real quick, and I want to go back to the phone lines here in a moment. But what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen, I think the ranchers and the farmers in this country really are kind of our canary in the coal mine as far as property rights are concerned. Nobody really owns more property, that are private individuals than the farmer and rancher. I mean, that for the most part. I mean, these are the folks that are out there who own more ground, and so we need to pay attention to what's happening to them to see what ultimately is targeted for the rest of us. I think really what we're dealing with here in many respects, I mean, we've got the death of a thousand slices going on here. We have the Biodiversity Treaty, Agenda 21, all of these various things. There's wolves being introduced out west, and the farmers and ranchers are not allowed to shoot the wolves because they'll go to prison if they do. You know, you've got multiple things going on here, but the end game, the end result is exactly the same. I don't know, Wes, did you want to add something before we take more calls?
Well, that's exactly right. It's a violation of our private property rights, and they want to enslave us. See, there's only three major companies that control the food source in America, ADM, Cargill, and Continental Grain, and Monford. And a couple of those have come together. And they control it. And you talked about price. The fat cattle ready to butcher out of feedlot, are over a dollar a pound now. Back in 1973, they were almost a dollar. Our wheat prices are about the same now as they were back in the mid-70s. So nearly 40 years, we've seen the same price, our agriculture price. That's not any adjustment. That's the dollars we're paid, and you know how much it's been devaluated.
Yeah.
But
well, isn't that interesting,
you certainly
too?
Noticed an increase in your food price at the grocery store. You mentioned the food price there.
You just took the words right out of my
mouth. Hamburger.
Yeah, you just took the words right out of my mouth there, Wes. I was just going to say that. You know, the farmer is getting the same price for his grain and what have you. And but you go to the store, you certainly do know the price increase. So somebody's making some money off of this.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's take some calls, guys.
Sure.
Let's go to Tennessee and talk to John. John, good morning. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, what's going on, Darren? But as you can tell, I'm not John from Tennessee. I'm John from Massachusetts. So
oh, okay. Well, we got the wrong state. That's okay.
Yeah, that's all right. No big deal. But just want to thank you for another great program, very important show, and I would like to thank you and also Werner from Canada, because I know he was involved in
yes.
getting these two people on. And but I just want to comment on, you want to talk about chutzpah, and we know what group has a lot of chutzpah, straight from the Talmud tyranny. This is all from the Talmud, and make no mistake about it. And your representative, I think his name is McKinley,
yes.
Yeah, he had mentioned earlier, I believe, that when they said they were doing this stuff, it was to ensure the integrity of the food supply. You want to talk about hypocrisy? These are the same folks. You could make a list about 10,000 miles long of stuff that they do to the food.
Okay, hold it right there, John. We'll be right back here, folks. Stay with us.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, visiting with State Representative Wes McKinley in Colorado and also Colorado rancher Vernon Wagner. On the phones, we have John in Massachusetts right now, also Ken in Colorado, and also Joe in Colorado. Stay with us. We'll get to your calls here as quickly as we can. And, folks, the number to call in is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Also, I want to get to the fact that they've been having hearings there at the Colorado State Capitol about this, and I guess Vernon testified there more than once. So we'll talk about what transpired there and where they see all this headed. But, John, go right ahead and finish your thoughts, please.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Well, like I say, I mean, you know, when they tell you that they're interested in preserving the integrity of the food supply, I don't see how people can't stop from either laughing or crying. Because, I mean, just for example, I mean, all one has to do is read Derry Brownfield's latest article in terms of what they do to the meat in this country. I was reading that piece, and I guess there's ammonia that they put in now, making this like a pink sludge or slime. I mean, that can't be too good, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then what about like fluoride in your water, chlorine in your water, chloramine? What about aspartame? And then a big one, obviously, is that all the genetically modified foods that they're giving us. I mean,
yeah.
and that's just the tip of the iceberg. You could,
absolutely,
like I said, you could make a list a mile long. So, I mean, this government is totally out of control, and I feel bad for the farmer there. I mean, he sounds like a real good guy. Trouble is, we got an out-of-control government, and I don't know. I mean, I appreciate what Representative McKinley is doing. It's just, I guess we need more people like that. So, but anyway,
yeah.
I just wanted to say keep up the good work, Darren.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank
you. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks for the call there, John. Wes, Vernon, do you have anything you'd like to say in response to that?
Well, that's exactly right, that it is not for the protection of food, but that is the guise they're using. They say we need this to ensure our food safety. And it's nothing to do with food safety. It's all to do with control of our food source.
Yeah.
I would insert something here, and when the word integrity come up, in this hearing, we had the state man that's in charge of this animal control lay a pin down where there was no grass in the area that we're just talking about. And he said that's the way the entire acreage is. While, in fact, there was various testimony that very credible testimony of the people that lived within the area that testified that there was all kinds of grass, that it was green, that it was knee-high to our horse in many places. And after that testimony, the head of the state veterinary department got up and said, well, even if there was green grass, he said there's absolutely no strength in green grass this time of year, when the fact is that there was four varieties of grass. There was at least 20% protein. So that's the lack of integrity that we was dealing with and the biased way in which all this happened.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phones and talk to Ken in Colorado. Ken, good morning.
Hey, Darren. I first of all, I appreciate you keeping on old Tanya at the top of the hour.
Yeah, it's very close to my heart, you know, this whole issue.
Yeah. With Wes, we've got the best representative in Colorado. I'll tell you, he's on top of everything. I appreciate him to no end. I live out here at Deer Trail, and there's a lot of times when I, just because I'm kind of way too softy, I'll hold a mature cow back that's growed a lot of good calves and given me a lot of entertainment over her life, and she'll be past her productive life, and instead of throwing her on a pot, I'll keep her back, and I'll even buy dairy alfalfa and shovel supplements down her, and her teeth head south, and they start looking pretty poorly. I've had people even after me babysitting, all.
Yeah, Ken, are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, and I can't get around it. I'm almost done.
Okay.
And as I've had people come out and say that I was looking poorly, even though I'm coddling her in her late years, and just can hardly wait for the day when one of these animal control people come out and I've got a old mature cow that's on her last legs and I'm taking care of her and accuse me of not being passionate or so.
Mm-hmm.
With all these new legislative hearings, that's something that these people in town, they don't even contemplate, is it, that you might be looking way and well beyond jaw that you need to, these old cattle.
Yeah.
You're just absolutely clueless of the animal domain except for Animal Kingdom on whatever TV channel that is. So.
Yeah, what you're saying here is we have a lack of expertise as far as the professionals are concerned, you know, those that are engineering the controls and the seizure of cattle. And yet the real experts are the ones that are on the ground actually doing the work every day and have been doing it all their lives. The price of cows, the livelihood, the fact that these people's livelihood depends upon it. Hey, thanks for the call there, Ken. Appreciate it. Folks, we got to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. www.governamerica.com is the website. That's governamerica.com, and my email address is radio@governamerica.com. A Melody in Colorado says that she knows Vernon Wagner, and he's a friend of hers, and she says that Park County is a heritage area. I don't know if you were aware of that, Vernon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's wondering if you're aware of all that, what that entails.
Probably not. I'm not aware of. I know very little about it, other than there's ranches here that are 150 years old. I actually control one of them right now, the old Salt Works Ranch, at least that, and have for the last 5 years. And I don't know exactly what her capacity is, but be interested in hearing her.
Well, I highly doubt you're going to have any private property rights in a World Heritage Area, you know. So that's, if Park County, if the whole county is a heritage area, certainly that would explain a lot of what's going on as far as the ranchers being targeted there. Mm-hmm. Wes, did you have anything you want to add before we have another caller here?
No, go ahead. These different World Heritage, scenic routes, all mm-hmm. of those things are coming to us, and they're all scary.
Yeah.
Very scary. It's taking property. It all goes to taking property from the individuals.
But, you know, here's the thing about this, Wes, and you being a state lawmaker, I'd like to get your opinion on this. You know, I've always said that all of this stuff really can be stopped at a state level, can it not? I mean, cannot the state legislators pass laws to stop the federal encroachment and really what really is an international encroachment on our private property rights?
You can, and it's hard to do in Colorado because we have so many federal dollars, and we can do another 2 or 3 hours on the Army's taking of our property.
Yeah.
But you always come up to the fact that, well, we have to have these federal dollars, and we are selling our soul very, very cheaply for these federal dollars.
I'm so glad you said that because, you know, I can say it here, and so many people have said it over the years, but it really does come back to the funding thing.
And in committee, we had a bill. Here the other day, I ran a bill that gives the owners, animal owners, some control, some rights, restored them back, stopped the mercenary cops. And the ag committee was on my side, but they were afraid to vote for me. Ranchers were afraid to vote because of the pressure put on them by the Colorado Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the Dumb Friends League, and the Humane Society. They were fearful of those groups. So they killed a bill that said third party. And the bill essentially said if you're innocent, you don't have to pay, and third parties cannot do livestock. A private individual, private companies cannot do livestock animal control. And they were afraid of the animal cops.
It's an uphill fight, but, you know, the thing is if enough people stand up and do the right thing, you know, and I really think educating our state lawmakers is a major part of this. I want to go back to the phone lines and get Joe in Colorado. Joe, thanks for being with us on the air.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
You know, if people do the right thing is to go over there and help Mr. Wagner and not let anybody take his stuff. What extra laws do we need that points out thievery and fraud and treason and derelict of duty? Those laws exist. The constitutional duties to protect the Constitution exist. The right to defend yourself against unlawful search and seizure already is there. And all we need to do is hold those people accountable. You can't take somebody's property without a judge. You can't file charges without a prosecutor. And you can't have animal cops without the condoning and the permission of the sheriff. Now, he said the sheriff was a good guy and wouldn't have anything to do with it. Well, is that sheriff a good guy if he lets somebody set fire to your barn, stands there and watches it?
Yeah, let me interrupt you there for just a moment because I want to be clear about this. I think what we're dealing with is two different counties. Wes McKinley, who's the lawmaker, he's in a different county than Vernon Wagner, and it was Vernon Wagner's county that his county sheriff has the animal control guy who was responsible for the seizure of his property. And it was Wes McKinley that said his sheriff was... So we're dealing with two different sheriffs, I think, right?
Right. Well, actually, our sheriff was in charge of the group that was helping them do this. Animal control is sponsored by the sheriff's department here. And while I've got respect for sheriffs to do their job and do it right, these people are completely out of line. They was helping these people seize these cattle without a justification. And they have... to the tune of a lot of money that is tied up in court that I can't touch. The procedure that they're going to follow now, there's already a hearing scheduled, a five-day hearing, starting the 5th of December of this year, to declare me not fit to run cattle after I've successfully done it for over 50 years and handled over 100,000 cattle. And have gained national recognition on the cattle, the quality, and so forth that I've had. I certainly appreciate Joe's comments in regard to right now. They're going to do all this at government expense. They've got an unlimited budget. They already got loads of witnesses. They're demanding all my records right now, 9 months before this happens. And... With what? This is a case of David against Goliath.
Yeah.
And I don't have a slingshot. So anyway, that's kind of what the comparison.
Yeah, very good. a very good point, though. And I know this doesn't help you now, Vernon, but that sheriff needs to, people need to campaign against him. They need to get rid of him. And we need to get a sheriff in there that will get rid of that animal control, or at the very least, rein those people in so that they don't go on this tyrannical rampage against the ranchers out there.
Well, they've been slowed down a little bit. I told you about the jail sentence and winning that case in the Colorado Court of Appeals that specified that I'd had my constitutional rights violated 10 times, plus the judge himself in that hearing said it had bothered him that there was a lack of due process and that my constitutional rights had been violated. But so there's 11 times that admittedly my constitutional rights have been violated, but what do you do about it when they have got all your money tied up and you're broke and
yeah.
they fully intend to keep you that way? And so, it makes me wonder who cares about our constitutional rights anymore.
Amen. We have to enforce those. Wes, you wanted to say something?
Well, that's right. It's up to the sheriff, and unfortunately, we have gotten on to that federal money tip so hard that we can't get off. You know, your sheriff gets all kinds of fancy vehicles, fancy radios, weapons equipment, training, all of those things, and even support. And if you don't play, then you may not get paid. And unfortunately, we have fell sold out.
Yeah.
With all due respect to everything you guys are saying, the fact is that they are contacting that representative, and I really do want to be respectful, but we're just kicking it around. The fact is the Constitution gives us a responsibility, not just an opportunity, not just if you want to be a criminal. You got a responsibility, with or without an office. The people are the highest office in the land. And if those people are committing criminal acts, I'll tell you what, Mr. Wagner, you don't need a lot of money. You just call me. I'll come help you defend your property because it's my job as a citizen of this country.
All right.
Hey, call my office and leave your number because I need lots of help with the stuff that I'm carrying, and I'm going to continue doing it next year.
Well, I'm talking to Mr. Wagner. I want to help him because by the time anybody from an office, from a government office, gives him any help, he's going to be back in jail or dead.
Well, that's true. I mean, these people, the end goal is that they want to put me out of business. Why? Because if they said I could never run an animal in Park County again, what does it do to 130,000 acres? It renders it basically useless to me. So they basically got you there. This is the end result is that right now I'm looking at a grim chance of staying in business. It not only puts me out of business, it puts the nine people that is involved in the three-generation family in here, and it's not only a three-generation. We're ranching people as far back as I know, actually successful, respected ranching people, and we've made a lot of accomplishments. Right now we're being treated like dirt. They're going to succeed in putting me out of business because they've got me broke. I can't move, basically. I'm making every effort, but I'm fighting apparently a losing battle because it's me against the government. And, sir, I imagine you're much more educated and familiar with these deals, so I would like to talk to you. Anyway,
go ahead. Can you give your contact information there, Vernon?
Yes. We've got an email. My wife knows how to run that machine. But it's cross/ranch@AOL.com, all small letters, all run together.
Okay, so no hyphens or anything.
Phone number is 719-838-1275. That's my cell phone, and I carry it 24 hours a day.
Okay, very good.
Anyway, right. Appreciate talking to Joe.
All right, yeah, just hang on. We have some other callers here. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, can I call you Vernon and Wes? Is that
sure,
okay? Okay. I'm listening. Vernon, I don't believe that the government knows who they're who they're dealing with. You seem like someone that's going to go to the wall. And I want you to know, if no one else is, I'm praying for you. I'd like to offer a suggestion for Wes that you go to YouTube and do a search for Daniel Inouye, a little video called The Government is Magic. And I think you'll understand how and why they're going after Vernon. Because according to Inouye, although the government doesn't have the authority to confiscate, the voters can give it to them. Now, we're talking about redistribution of wealth. We're talking about destroying the man and his family's business for, you know, probably two or three generations. They've been raising cattle. The other question I had was, where is Park County in relation to Denver, Colorado, or the Garden of the Gods, or Vail? You know, Melody said it was protected land. Do you think this has anything to do with the government moving to Colorado?
To answer your question, we're about 65 miles west of Colorado Springs and about 85 to 90 miles southwest of Denver.
So you're down there?
Park County is a big county. And I will say there's a lot of good people in Park County, but the people that are in power in this particular incident are not on the right track. So we're fighting a lot of entities, and frankly, I'm not that educated, and I'm more at home behind cattle than I am in front of people.
Well, that's okay. No problem about that. John, did you have anything else real quick?
Well, just this, to kind of offer support to Vernon. I know he's probably getting tired at times, but I'm seeing thousands fall at your right hand and thousands at your left. Yeah. So just keep on going, and I think you're going to win this.
Yeah, appreciate the call there, John.
You.
We have a bunch of callers stacking up here. Let's go to Roger in Colorado. Roger.
Yes, good morning, Wes. Am I on?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Vern. My name is Roger Easley. I'm running for sheriff here in Park County. I've been actually trying to protect Vernon and his fellow ranchers' rights to ranch for, well, over a decade now. 21 is the program that they're trying to enforce on Vern and many others. Vern, I was hoping that... Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I would remind you that I came to the Cattlemen's Association meeting, and I want you all to check out Agenda 21. All the listeners out there, it's easy to Google on the Internet, and you'll find out exactly why it's happening to Vern. It has to do with Agenda 21. That has to do with the Heritage Rivers Act, the National Heritage Area Designation, and dozens of others. Now, the important thing is I would need people to Google in Roger Easley for sheriff, because I have been going through as much trouble trying to become the sheriff to protect Vern in Park County as Vern has been going through being a rancher here in the county. If I am sheriff, I will stop them.
Fantastic.
The sheriff has the power to do so.
So if any of our listeners besides Vernon live in Park County, what needs to happen is folks need to, I don't know how long this sheriff that's there is.
12 years.
Okay. You say he's going to be there 12 years?
He's already been there 12 years, and he's been blessed by the federal agencies with certificates and training.
When is this turn up, I guess, is what I'm really asking.
Well, quite frankly, I'm trying to get our undersheriff, Monty Gore, to file election fraud and see if we can get a new election going. But it's more important that Vern gets his Cattlemen's Association fellas to check out Agenda 21.
Yeah.
They won't listen to me, but they might listen to Vern. And it's big. Once they understand Agenda 21, then they can go in the right direction as to how we can confront these guys.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. And we need to get folks in that area to work for Roger's election there, because having a sheriff that understands Agenda 21, outstanding.
Absolutely. And so, Vern, you know I'm around. I want to get together with you again. But also, folks, the Paragon Foundation, Derry Brownfield, before he passed on recently, was a big associate of that. All you ranchers having problems, there's people out there that can help you. But for Vern and anybody here in Park County, it's critical that I become the sheriff. Just spread the word. Go to easilyforsheriff on the Internet, and you get some information about me. And together, we can stand up to together, we can even stand up to our sheriffs because they're our neighbors. It's just that a bunch of our neighbors have to unite and tell them, hey, you work for us, you took an oath to the Constitution, you didn't swear to the United Nations.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, appreciate the call there, Roger.
Hey, fellas, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let's move on here. We're almost up against it. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the break. On the other side of the break, we have Vicki in Idaho and Jeff in Florida. We'll try to squeeze in these calls if we can, as many as we can. So stay with us, folks. This final segment of Govern America straight ahead with Representative Wes McKinley in Colorado and also Vernon Wagner, who is a rancher there. Both of them are ranchers. We'll be back in a moment here on Govern America. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, I want to hit the ground running here. This is the final segment here. Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, go right ahead.
Hi, yeah. I was wondering, were they able to sell your cattle and keep the money like they do drug confiscations?
Well,
because, pardon me?
They took the money and they were holding on to it until Representative McKinley and my two veterinarians and some other parties went to the governor's office, then it came back to the court. But the court has kept it and still keep it, and it's to the tune of $508,000 that I have not been able to touch and still don't have any touch. I don't have an attorney. I don't have money enough to hire one. There's all kinds of them that represent me for anywhere from $40,000 to $100,000, and then they're saying that I can't represent myself because I'm an LLC. So I'm in a predicament, and that money's sitting there, but I don't know how to get it out. And I've been without, totally without money for 10 months.
So you can't hire an attorney to represent you, but you can't represent yourself either.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like having the deck stacked against you.
Yeah. What I'm thinking, they confiscated his cattle to get money to run their department, and of course, then they'll really, if they get that money, then you know.
Well, actually, the intentions was to keep all of it, and through the actions I mentioned to Wes McKinley and others, why, and they're going to the governor's office where the money did immediately come to the court, but the court has nothing to do with it, and basically, you know, as mentioned before, these government people have a lot of high-paying jobs that they want to protect, and they right here in this county, they've admittedly, even when the sheriff was up for office last fall, they admitted that they was over budget here in Park County, $5 million, just the sheriff's department. A lot of it was spent on illegally and unjustly taking my cattle. They spent a fortune, basically, and they're still trying to convict me. There's a proposed five-day hearing on the 5th of December, and they got all kinds of money, and I have nothing right now.
So this could very well be a criminal charges be brought against you, too, right?
They proposed criminal charges to have the power to go ahead and seize and sell the rest of my cattle. And basically what it amounts to is that I will lose in the area of $2 to $3 million, walk out with nothing, and perhaps in prison for a certain time.
Well, I have some suggestions. What was the name of that sheriff again that just called?
It was Easley.
I can't find his website. But
I'll search it out, and I'll post it up on our website.
He isn't the sheriff now. He didn't run for sheriff unsuccessfully against this guy. I'm aware of it, and I'm aware of his program, and I think he may be able to do some good. He is not a sheriff. He is opposing the corruption.
Okay.
But I have some suggestions for you.
Go ahead.
Well, I can't do it now. I'll have to write them out for you.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Vicki. Appreciate it. Final call, Jeff in Florida. You'll have to be real quick.
This is Jeff here in Tampa. I actually am affiliated with the people, the host, the guest on the next show, the People's Awareness Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our approach, and I'm not saying by any means this is a silver bullet or offering a solution, but the government gets jurisdiction over people, making them subject to statute law, under the presumption that they're a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment, and that they've obfuscated with, you know, state nationality status, in which somebody can, you know, be 100% in control of their property without being subject to federal and even sometimes state statute law. It constitutes what's called private law, under the law of persons, and you're going to find all that out in the next show. And I'm not
appreciate that. I got to let you go. Phil Posderick is up next. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. We'll follow up with you in the future. I really appreciate you spending a couple hours with us. Folks, we got to go. Bye-bye. Gold.